Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right. Get more information at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. They never throw the first punch, but they're always a knockout.
Helping build stable, sustainable, secure income for retirement. 908-844-8337. Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey with Peggy and Randy Fisher. My name is Mark Owens. How y'all doing this weekend?
Doing great. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. So as we get into it here this week, I'm going to have a really good conversation about couples, about families, about kids, about divorce, and how it all affects your retirement strategies. But first and foremost, maybe this is the first time somebody's checking out the show. Peggy, Randy, happily married.
Correct.
What?
There it is.
Correct.
I was going to wait for the silence. Wait.
Was I sleeping or something?
Randy, what is your motto? Tell him now.
Happy wife, happy life.
There you go. There
I have is. A tattooed on my left ass cheek.
He does.
That was the craziest honeymoon ever. Hey, listen, in my household, it's listen, you know what? I wear the pants of my family when she lets me, but that is...
Never?
How long? Never.
Never.
How long have you been married?
27 blissful
she never
years.
Gets it right.
It's 27. I have it right.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Count on your fingers and toes?
Because I'm counting it down every day. How is it hard being a married couple and running a small business together? Do you spend a lot of time together.
Do you want the truth?
I defer.
Do you want the truth or do you want me to lie?
No,
what should I do on this show today?
No, full transparency here on the show every weekend.
Okay. So
it's fun.
Okay. That's a lie. Full transparency. Most of the time, yes, it is a joy to be with my husband every day, day in, day out, and help with our clients.
When I'm in the office and she's at home.
And you know what's so funny? Because a lot of the clients will be like, oh, you guys, you know, once we tell them we're married, because sometimes we'll have someone who will say they don't know we're married. They may just think that we're, you know, both at the office here together.
Right.
And then after, like, you know, me and Randy, like, are engaging and things like that, one couple actually asked us, they're like, they asked Randy, actually, are you married? And I started laughing. I said, I'm his wife. He said, oh, thank God, because the engagement between the two of you, I was getting nervous for his wife. I started laughing.
I must have been looking at her with googly eyes.
Ooh, googly
eyes. I like what she says about 401ks. That's
yes.
My girl. Tell me more about them RMDs. Let's go.
Yes, that was pretty funny. But no, truthfully, yes, we love working together here. But there are some days though that I'll just get up and walk out, or sure. He may just get up and walk
it's
out
a
too.
Big you know? Thick wall between your offices.
I'm gonna be real truthful.
That's why
with
we
the people
always
today.
Take two cars.
Yes, always two cars. Wow. That is correct, Randy. Always two cars.
Just don't know how it's gonna go.
Yes.
Just don't know.
Listen, maybe the people downstairs
lunch.
Might hear us listen, cursing some days.
I have somebody tastes my food every day. So
is today the day? Is this it? Has Peggy finally had enough? Here, honey,
I go across
this.
The hall. I say, hey, drink this. Can you try this? What do you think of this?
Don't ask questions. Honey, I don't drink tea. You do now. 908-844-8337. TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. Again, TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com to put faces to the voices that you hear every weekend here. All right, so let's talk more about that, about couples and planning for couples. There was an online thread on BuzzFeed that asked about men's turnoffs about women, turnoffs about women when it comes to dating. One of them was letting their phones be a distraction from the present.
Isn't that the entire population?
I think that's women, men, kids.
Yeah, I don't
everybody.
Think that's one way or another. Yeah. Right, exactly, 100%.
So when you meet with couples and start putting strategies together and their retirement future together, how do you keep both engaged in the process? Is that a challenge?
Sometimes it can be. You know, it's so funny. When we were thinking about this, we have one couple who, it's funny, when they come in the door, this is so them. You know, the husband, he's
like, he drags her here.
He drags her here. As soon as she comes in, she's like, do you have any good magazines for me to read? And I'll give her, like, I always like lay out three or four of them for her, because I know when she's coming in that she's just not going to be engaged into this in any way.
Now I just hand her the TV changer.
Yeah, but we have a TV. And everybody's like, what channel do you want?
Here you go. It's whatever you want.
Right. But in that aspect of it too, though, but I always think too, because, you know, we've had people like that. And then there's times that one of the couple will pass away. And then that's how you know that you have to make sure that either or is really engaged. And if they're not engaged, then you know what? I'm engaged for you, because I will make sure, you know, if that does happen, that we will make sure that we have everything taken care of for you, if God forbid something is to happen. But that's what, when I thought about that originally, my original thought went to that couple that we have that, you know, her eyes are up in the ceiling, you know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. And then he'll always stop and say, so what do you think? And she'll go, oh, I don't really care what you're doing.
Well, it's not all of them. I mean, we try to make it a team sport.
Yes.
It's not the most exciting subject in the world, you know, right. Talking about taxes and finances. And sometimes it gets couples in trouble, right?
Oh, that,
you know, who spent
too.
What, yeah. Who didn't do what, or right. Who lost how much money, yeah. Or such and such, or, oh, I didn't know we had that money. And then next thing you know, it's, oh, I can go spend this.
Or an insurance conversation. Should we have insurance? Shouldn't we have insurance? One thinks it's important, one doesn't. You know what I mean?
So we need to keep it captivating to the point where everybody needs to be engaged to some degree.
Right.
To what they want to participate.
Right.
Right. There are couples where we just had somebody in here just the other day. I mean, for the most part, it was husband and wife. The husband spoke the entire time. The wife ultimately made.
She made the decision.
Every decision.
Oh yeah, she did.
So it was like they had a. He whispered in her ear and said, "Okay, it's time to make a decision. What would you like to do?" And she's like, "Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay,
we'll do that."
Yeah, right.
She didn't ask any questions. She didn't do anything. She just sat there and rationally just sucked in the entire conversation.
Yeah. And he literally just said, "What do you think?
What do you think?
Is
and
there
yes or no?" And she said, "Yes." So,
is there ever, like, not the opportunity, but the situation where a husband and wife comes in, and let's say the husband just is not engaged. He just doesn't want to be there. He doesn't care. You talked about giving him the TV remote. Is there ever the situation where you say, you know what, Frank, you're not invested in this at all, so don't worry about coming back for the next meeting? Or do you always suggest they stay in this together as you continue?
We always, always, well, always.
It'd be like a three-legged stool, right?
Yes,
I mean,
right.
If you take one of those legs out, you ain't going to be able to sit on that.
Right.
So it's the same thing where, as much as you think that they're not engaged in the conversation, nobody likes to have someone else make a decision for them for the most part, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or they don't like to be told what to do either. So I don't really think we have a lot of that issue.
No.
For the most part, we really tried to keep people, number one, informed and educated.
Yes.
And then number two is breaking down what they want to accomplish. I mean, one of the best things that we like to ask people is, let's fast forward 5 years from now. For this to be a successful relationship, what would need to happen? Paint me a picture.
Yeah.
And when we say that and we shut up and we listen to what they want to describe as what would be successful in their eyes, that's probably one of the best pictures in which we can start with, because then it's a matter of, number one, can we do it?
Yeah. And how do we get there? Right.
Number two, how can we get there?
Right.
And then number three, what's the probability of success and how are we going to do it?
Right.
Right.
And then it's a matter of, all right, so that's where you want to be. And then this is where you currently are. Let's compare, contrast. So when they start to compare and contrast where they are versus where they want to be in a successful financial relationship with their accountants, their financial advisors, everyone who has to do with some little intricate detail to their success in the future, you start to get engagement that way. And it has to do with really having an operative conversation of keeping them talking, not us talking.
And
we
then,
listen. We don't want to do the talking.
And we'll do that on the first appointment, you know, listen to what they both have to say. And then I think they become even more engaged on, you know, our second appointment. Here's the plan that we have, you know, come up with for you. And that's when they both become very engaged. Okay, where are we going with this?
It also makes us engaged.
Right.
Because then we're now figuring out what really makes them tick.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what is important to them? Is it their kids? Is it their job? Is it their, you know, individual things that they own, whatever it may be? Do they really want to work X number of more years? Do they want another career? Do they have some? Do they want to be philanthropic? Do they want to be committed to the community in which they live in? Do they want to travel? So on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
All those items are inclusive within that financial plan to some degree, right? You have to have, you mentioned it, and I've mentioned it numbers of times. Peggy says this too. Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement.
Always.
If you don't have income, it doesn't really matter, right? Because the only thing you're going to do is continue to work.
Right.
You know, and then you learn these new phrases like, welcome to Walmart. How may I help you when you're 70 years old?
Yeah.
Right. And you're waiting for your Social Security check to come to make sure that it can be, you know, pieced together with your little Walmart check to make a, you know, ends meet. You know, fishing for fun or fishing for food is a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, having that engaging conversation, We don't want to dictate what we think their retirement should be or what they should do.
We want to hear what they think their retirement should be.
Because that's absolutely the most important.
Right.
Not exactly important to us. Our ideas are going to be quite different than what their ideas are important.
Okay. Yeah. Randy, Peggy, somebody's listening this weekend. A husband, a wife, they're thinking to themselves, look, we both make a pretty good salary. We've got a good savings. We're starting to build up our 401k. It's time to get serious about the next step, about putting a plan together. How do we reach out to you and how do we begin these conversations?
So you would first reach out by giving us a call at 908-844-8337. We'll set up an appointment with you. Of course, it's complimentary, our first sit down. And we'd love for you to come in. And we would just like to sit and listen to see, you know, maybe there's something we can help you with. Yeah, just give us a call.
Again, that number 908-844-8337 are always available at therealretireesofnewjersey.com. Okay, well, now let's go to the flip side of that. And it's a reality in life, and we're talking about divorce. You know, let's say you put a plan together for a couple. Unfortunately, the marriage dissolves. Then what? How hard is it for you? How hard is it for us, the couple getting divorced, to continue to have a successful strategy, a good plan, if we need to go our separate ways?
You know what? Lucky enough for us, Rand, I can you name one divorce
couple? We've had a couple. But regardless if it's divorce or a death or a happy retirement, the plans in which we put in place are continuous.
Yeah.
Right? And whether they're going to be collectively together or unfortunately they could be separated again through death, disability, well, not disability, but death or divorce.
Yes.
The plans work. So, I mean, it's a matter of having a well-oiled machine to do what it's supposed to do. If you have a plan and it only works in one direction, then it's not really a plan, right? Or I shouldn't say it could be a plan, it's just maybe not a good one, but it's a plan. But, you know, no one wants the plan. Like you mentioned, Mark, no one wants the plan for divorce. But there are certain things in which eventually the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Let's say it that way. We've had a number of clients where they've come in with their spouses. Next thing you know, a day later, they'll call us back and say, I didn't really want to mention this while we were there, but we're having some issues. How is this going to affect what we've put together so far?
Right.
You know, and then I always say, listen, it's an open, transparent relationship and a conversation. But since we're talking to you at this moment, you know, if someone such and such asks the same question, we're going to tell them something very similar. The assets can be split. Everything can go on. You're going to get a share, blah, 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 blah. But we're going to be non-biased
and non-emotional.
And we're not a teammate for either party, right?
Well, yeah. Not only that, too, like you said, Rand, now that I'm thinking about it, we did have a client who came in and she was getting divorced. And she
In that sense, we are on her team, right?
Exactly, so right.
We didn't even know who these people were. It was a referral.
And what I was grateful for is that she was a referral. She did come in, right? And when she came in, you know, when you're going through a divorce, it's a very emotional, hard time. And again, as we always talk about this, we are non-emotional with your money. And she was very emotional about what was happening
to
the point she wanted it over. She was like, I just let him have it. I'm like, no. This let me help you here. That's not how we're going to go. So that's a major thing too, is like we can kind of be.
It was a $250,000 difference.
It was a big $250,000 difference.
And it was a taxable difference versus a non-taxable difference.
Right, exactly.
What that means, ladies and gentlemen, she was getting $250,000 worth of what's called a quadro. It's half of or a piece of qualified money, a 401k.
Right.
Right. They had other money, which was non-IRA money, which she could have gotten as well. So it comes down to purchasing power and what you can use.
Yeah.
If I got $250,000 worth of after-tax money, I have $250,000 worth of purchasing power.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If I get $250,000 worth of a 401k and I'm less than a certain age, not only is it 100% taxable if I take anything out of it, but it's also an IRS penalty if I'm under 59 and a half, right? So one in particular part of the conversation was she was interested in, I don't want the home because there's some bad memories. He can have the house, but I'm going to need a place to live and I don't want to rent forever.
Right.
Yeah.
She thought that she was going to have to be forced to use the 401k money in order to buy a house. Let me tell you how stupid that is. If I want to buy a $200,000 house, I need $400,000 worth of a 401k because after taxes in state and federal government, it's what you would essentially net from the proceeds.
But she wasn't thinking like that. So thank God she came in to talk to us about it because, you know, she could have been.
People make mistakes like this all the time.
And she could have been, you know, losing a lot of money on that aspect.
Yes, another aspect is I know we're talking about divorce. Let's not talk about divorce. Let's talk about happy times. People retire, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I get people all the time. I have this one, we have an awesome relationship with this one client, and we kid and we go back and forth each week about how much money he made during the week, or if, you know, an investment was just, it tanked or something. There's always text messages and funny stuff that goes back and forth. He's always looking to buy what we call a shore house in New Jersey, right? Yeah. A shore house down the shore. I want to go down the shore. So we have conversations of, you know, do you and blah, 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 blah really want to stay in New Jersey once you retire? Nah, but we want a shore house.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one of those, all right, where am I going to get the money from? Well, they have more than enough money, but they have more than enough money, but it's all taxable money, right? So it's these huge 401ks and IRAs. If they want to cash that in to go buy a, unfortunately, a $1 million piece of property in the state of New Jersey, down the shore, they're going to need $1.8, $1.6 million of their 401k to use, because Uncle Sam is going to be a beneficiary of that sale. So it's the sale of the 401k to create the cash in order to buy the house, right? And we always joke about that. He doesn't want to make Uncle Sam richer than they already are.
Who does?
So he continues to put it off, because eventually they want to move to South Carolina. But that's when I talk to them about cash is king and income is the outcome that matters most.
That's right.
So such and such and such and such will eventually retire on a beautiful retirement income. If that income is large enough for them to afford an extra mortgage, or when they sell their piece of property up here, they can net the result and put it on a home wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. Those are things that we talk about from a strategic standpoint from retirement. What's the smart move, the hierarchy of money? Which money should I use first? Which money should I use second? Which money should I use third?
Right. That's correct. And especially when you're going through something like a divorce like that, you know, and the crazy thing is too, Rand, when
not all assets are equal.
That's it. Not all assets were equal. Also too, the lawyer was looking to kind of just get this over. Looking to get it over with. And you have to really watch that as well. I mean, she was going to lose out on $250,000.
Second opinion is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And all also not just talking to the lawyer, but if you're talking about money, talk to your financial advisor too. Make sure that this is the right thing for you. Absolutely.
That second opinion. You just mentioned that second opinion.
Yeah.
So happily married, unfortunately, maybe going through a divorce, or maybe just thinking about the happy times of how can I get that shore house or that beach house up and down the East Coast. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337. That initial consultation, it's no cost, it's no obligation, from Peggy, Randy, and the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. What about if somebody's a widow? How does that strategy play out?
Well, we definitely always make sure we take care of our widows, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have a lot of widows. We do.
We have widowers, but we have a lot of widows.
Yes, we do. Right? We do. And we take care of them, you know, as if it's funny, because I think a lot of our clients like that, they love Randy. Randy is like the...
Very lovable.
You are. But like that son who takes care of you, not just the financial planner, but like that son who's looking out for your best interest. You know what I mean? Right, Rand? I would say.
I try.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't had anybody leave me money yet. But,
yeah,
you know,
but what we also look for in that too is, again, a person is very emotional when they have lost their husband or wife. Yeah. I mean, that is one of the, like, I've seen my mother go through it. You know, I've seen Randy's father go through it.
Peggy would have a party.
For what?
If I wouldn't.
Oh, cut it out. Stop it. I would not. That's absolutely not true. It is a very,
she cried the first
time. It's very sad and emotional. When you have a spouse that passes away, you've planned the whole entire time with this person. Yeah. And then suddenly, you know, something happens. I mean, we've seen it so many times. It's heartbreaking.
When my dad passed away of cancer, you know, my stepmom, his wife, I mean, they were madly in love, and he passed away, and she just kept saying, this wasn't part of the plan.
Yeah.
This isn't how our plan was supposed to go.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Give us a story, Randy.
I know everybody loves these stories.
Give us a story.
I hate this story, but I have to tell it.
Yeah.
Late 1999, I met with a couple that came to one of our workshops, and they were... You can tell they were madly in love with each other. Couldn't wait to retire. They had plans of all these things that they wanted to do and travel. You know what happened in 2000, right? So at the turn of the century, everybody was worried about yanking money out of the bank. They didn't know how the computer systems were going to go, right? 2000, we didn't have a really good year. 2001, didn't have a good year. Everybody said, wait a minute, the S&P 500, they can't go down 3 years in a row, right? So we're going to just hold on to everything, right? We're anchored. What happened in 2002? Down with the ship again, right? So 2000, 2001, 2002. Well, here's the moral to the story. When we first met in 1999, one of the things we did is we x-rayed their accounts. I gave them a whole bunch of recommendations, and she had lots of money. Unfortunately, it was all in the market because they all thought that from 1995 to 1999, no matter what happened, they had monkeys throwing darts at stock boards, and no matter what they picked, it went up, right?
Right.
They thought it would continue to go on. That's called recency bias, right? So whatever recently happened, you think is going to continue on. Well, they had a whole lot of that in their noggin. And they thought, well, guess what? I'm going to retire. I'm going to stay invested because we're making oodles of money. Nothing can go wrong. Talked to them about diversification, talked about creating an income plan. They didn't, not they, he didn't want to do it. Because what we do talk about is the psychological evaluation between men and women. Women are more towards security, right? They want something to make sure that they or their families can be taken care of. Men, for the most part, are more risk takers. They want more of whatever they have. More, 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 more. Well, this guy wanted more, more, more. And she just kept saying, listen, we have enough. Let's just create a plan. He refused to do so. 2000, 2001, 2002 went by. He retired. Unfortunately, he had to go back to work. So where they were having plans to basically spend the rest of their lives together and do all the things that they actually had down on paper and all the places they wanted to visit. They had no children, collectively. They wanted to do tons of things. He went back to work in 2003, thinking that they weren't going to have enough to retire. Unfortunately, he got a diagnosis. 4 months later, he was dead.
Oof.
I stayed in touch with him for as long as I could and everything. And I got to the point where I would continually call and we'd have conversations. She'd come in. We'd have a cup of tea, coffee. She would literally bring boxes of envelopes. And it was all the statements of all their financial stuff. She wouldn't even open the envelope because she didn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It didn't matter to her anymore mm-hmm. because it wasn't about the money. It was about the money, what the money could have done
yeah.
or what she thought the money was going to do. And in fact, maybe, you know, the same thing would have happened and he would have only had that 4 year period of time to live. But if they were to actually have taken the prudent, more diversified choice and creating a plan, they may have been able to do certain things and enjoy themselves for that specific window of time mm-hmm. that he could have still been there. It's a really sad story, but what it does show you is if you take proper planning and you create a plan and you use the strategies that are available to you, the outcomes and the probabilities are much higher and in your favor than not, right?
Right.
So you can't just wing it.
Right.
Wishing is not a plan.
No. And Randy's also not telling you, you know, he's still to this day with that widower,
mm-hmm.
still widow. Goes through all of her bags with her.
Uh-huh.
Always
pay her bills.
Yeah, yeah. He helps her do all of those things.
Well, you know, the grieving process is real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, it's true. And he didn't say that, but he still, since that time, still will sit down with her because she's very set in her ways, has her big bag, like a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, this is all the things that came in this month. And he'll say, come on, let's go through it. And that's what they do. You know? See, it's crazy.
But you know, but that's also a reflection of you, Randy, of you, Peggy, because you're not going to get that from one of these big box firms.
No, I definitely know that
New
for
York
a fact. That is true.
Philly or Chicago,
right,
Atlanta
absolutely.
Or LA. That's just kind of a reflection of your attitude about serving the families and the community. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337 to begin these conversations about customizing a retirement plan that fits your needs. It's no cost, it's no obligation. And speaking of serving the community, Peggy, another great couple of seminars coming up where you will be talking about the future of your finances. What's going on?
Yeah, we're so excited. We've got workshops upcoming. We have one at the Clinton House in Clinton, New Jersey, and that's on Tuesday, November 12th at 6:30. And then following that, we have another workshop at Spain 92, and that's in Raritan, New Jersey on November 14th at 6:30 as well. And as always, you know, you give us a call at 908-844-8337. We will make sure that you have your seats and you're at the top of the list for our workshops.
That's right. They always fill up. It is complicated. Complimentary, but we do save a handful of seats exclusively for our radio audience. 908-844-8337. You can always get more when you visit therealretireesofnewjersey.com. Peggy, Randy, thank you. Thank you for the education and the information this weekend. Get more when you subscribe to the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. For the entire team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors, we're back next weekend, but this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey with Randy and Peggy Fisher.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.